Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Joining me today, it's always a delight to have you. This is Sharon, and for the last few weeks, we've been discussing a topic that I think is very relevant today. And, of course, our mission on the show is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. And you probably wonder how we do that, and I'm going to share with you how we do that. But before I do that, I want to welcome you once again for those who have been with me since day one. Since day one. Wow. You are the best. And I just love, love, love you. Thank you so much. And for those who may be new, welcome. And if you have a question or a comment or you'd like to give a suggestion or show idea, we are always open to that. You just dial in 215-383-3872 and you will be connected live, and just push option 1 and you will be put into the queue for questions. Well, we've been talking about a very relevant topic here, retirement, and whether you are just getting into the workforce, if you've been in the workforce for a while, you may be retiring next week. You may already be retired. We feel this topic is very relevant. And if you missed any of those topics that we've been discussing, you can go back to our archive shows. But this is so important. It's so important that you understand some of the issues as it relates to retirement. And we've talked about what some of the goals of retirement should be. We've talked about how the population is aging and how the advances in medicine, the advances in technology, because of those things, people are living longer, which is good. It's wonderful. People are living longer. And because people are living longer, they want to make sure that when they retire, that they're able to either maintain the quality of living that they have or have a quality of living that they truly enjoy. Will the money last them through their retirement years? You know, how much should you take out on a monthly or quarterly or basis or systematic basis so that you don't spend all your money too soon? Well, we've talked about those things. And if you missed it, just go back and listen to our archive shows. Well, last week we talked a bit about minimizing taxes, a little bit about leaving a legacy, having a realistic approach to your retirement. We've talked about inflation. We've talked a bit about Social Security. We've even talked about the retirement process. We're talking about the steps of retirement. What is the first thing that you should do in looking at your retirement goals? What are your expenses going to be? What type of approach should you use in determining what your expenses will be? We talked about a replacement ratio method. We talked about projected expense method. How you're going to assess your retirement resources, what should you access first. And we talked a little bit about the tax ramifications of that, how much you do withdraw, what's the recommended percentage. We talked about those things. In fact, we talked about quite a bit of things as it relates to retirement. So when we come back from this short break, we are going to discuss a little bit more. We're going to talk a little bit more about retirement, and then we're going to wind this topic up and introduce our next topic, which I'm really excited about. So when we come back from this break, we'll dive right in. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's always a delight to have you joining me. And we have been talking about retirement, whether you are just entering into the workforce. You may have been in the workforce for a while. You may be retiring in the next week or two. Well, we just wanted to talk a little bit about that and why it's so important that you start planning early. And if you haven't started planning, maybe you can start today. Maybe you can start today. And we're just touching the surface of some things because many of the details of a retirement plan, you really need to sit down and talk to a professional, a financial professional, in regards to your specific situation and really get an idea as to what your goals are, what you're trying to achieve based on what you currently have, what your time frame is as far as your accumulation period for your retirement assets and dollars. And also, one of the things that's important to understand, the required minimum distributions, typically called RMDs, there is a required beginning date to start taking your distributions from your retirement plans. And having an understanding of that, and if the tax rules play into your particular pension plan or IRA, is really important to know. And if you're not sure, again, it's a good idea to talk to a financial professional or advisor in regards to how that works. And basically, with required minimum distributions, the tax law mandates the age at which distributions must begin. It mandates when IRA owners having distributions from their plans without a penalty. And again, the required beginning date is very important. And the purpose of the required minimum distribution rule is to try to keep people from using their retirement vehicles as tax shelters of qualified plans and IRA funds, and to make you have to go ahead and start taking those distributions, at which point taxes have to be paid. Because, of course, in the past, you know, and even now, people don't always do what they should do, and people are always looking, the IRS does not want these vehicles to be used for perpetual tax sheltering. So required minimum distributions are required to be taken. And the rules typically are accomplished by establishing a date when the distributions have to begin. There are penalties if you don't take your required minimum distributions at the time you should, and also defining what the minimum amounts that have to be taken every year. And, of course, no one wants to have to deal with any type of penalties for not taking the required minimum distributions. So it's really important that you know what that is and when you should have to do that. Practically, plan is subject to required minimum distribution. The rule that relates to required minimum distributions. Some personally owned plans, such as IRAs, typically this exception to the required minimum distribution is the Roth IRA, which are typically not subject to required minimum distribution rules. Now, the question you're probably wondering, well, when do you have to start taking the required minimum distribution? When do you have to start withdrawing money from your retirement vehicles? Well, under the requirements, distributions from IRAs must begin no later than April the 1st, following the year that the owner of that plan turns 70 and a half. No later than April 1st, following the year the owner turns 70 and a half. Okay. Now, participants in qualified plans or qualified employer plans should begin taking distributions no later than April 1st, following the year that the participant turns 70 and a half or they retired, whichever one happens later. Okay. As far as the required beginning date, the date when distributions must begin, after the first distribution, all the other distributions or the subsequent distributions have to be taken by December 31st for the year in which they are required. So there are some rules to minimum distributions, the required distribution date. So that's why it's so important to know about your retirement plan and the rules that surround those plans. All right. And there are also some things that you should know as it relates to what happens. Unfortunately, we have to think about these things. What happens is at death of the owner of the qualified plan or IRA, if there's still funds left in his or her account, what happens to that? Well, the funds that are still in the account have to be distributed according to the guidelines that are established by the IRS. And the guidelines and the rules differ depending on whether the beneficiary is a spouse, is a non-spouse, when they die, before or after the required beginning dates. And the beneficiary, whether it's a spouse or non-spouse, is always free to take up some distributions of the proceeds if they choose to. However, if a spouse or non-spouse decides to do that, most likely they're going to face a tax bill. If it's a substantial enough tax bill, it may put you into a higher income tax bracket. So it's really important for you to know the rules around the IRAs or the qualified tax plans. And what happens is if there is no beneficiary, sometimes a beneficiary is named and sometimes a beneficiary isn't. What happens if the beneficiary is named and or is not named, or a beneficiary was named but they are no longer with us, or they've died since that plan and a new beneficiary hasn't been selected? The account won't have a designated beneficiary in the event that that happens. The entire balance in the account must be paid out by the end of the calendar year, containing the with the fifth anniversary of the account owner's death. This is what's called the five-year rule. And, of course, you would hope that something like this wouldn't happen. Beneficiary, and if the account owner passed away. If that happens, then the remaining balance that's in that account must be distributed to the owner's estate. And, of course, there are IRS rules that has to be followed in regards to that as well. So, there are also rules that relate to beneficiaries that are non-spouses. There are rules that relate to retirement plans if there is a spouse. So, be mindful of those rules. Now, some people wonder, well, what if something happens and I need access to that money? What if I really want to take my money out before time or before my required minimum distributions? Well, there are some plans, some qualified employers, in the event that they have a hardship. Employers can take a hardship withdrawal for certain reasons. And typically, if the distribution is made because of an immediate and heavy financial need or is necessary to satisfy the financial need, that distribution may be taken or approved. For instance, if there are medical expenses that have incurred by the employee or the employee's spouse or dependents, or if there's a purchase of a principal residence. There are other circumstances, too, where you may be able to take a withdrawal from your employee-sponsored plan, a qualified employer plan, tuition-related educational fees, room and board expenses, post-secondary education for the employee or the employee's spouse, children, or dependents. You may also take a distribution for payments made to prevent the employee from being evicted from his or her principal residence or to prevent foreclosure. If funeral or burial expenses for the employee's parents, dependents, spouse, or children is needed, that qualifies. Also, if you have repairs to your principal residence, the expenses may qualify for casualty deductions. You may be able to withdraw funds for that as well. So there are rules around being able to qualify for hardship withdrawals, but do know that there are situations and circumstances where if you work for an employer and you have a qualified employer plan, like a 401k, there are times that you can take withdrawals from those plans without being penalized. You may be able to take out loans, but of course you have to repay the loan. And of course there are rules. The loans are not repaid back. And if it's not repaid on a timely basis, especially if you've lost your job or something like that or plan is terminated, it's treated as an early withdrawal. And penalties and taxes become due. So be really careful if you don't pay loans back in a timely manner. You could be hit with penalties and taxes. Okay? Now, if you lose your job or if the plan terminates, or as we discussed, if the loan is outstanding, usually a loan becomes due within 60 days. All right? So keep that in mind as well. There are some acts out there, Tax Cut Acts and the Jobs Act of 2017, which did its best to make it a little bit easier to pay back outstanding loans after the loss of a job, and the time may be extended to pay back the loan. It may be more than 60 days, but you need to check with your plan to see what those rules are. There are situations and circumstances where you can withdraw money from your plan without penalty, but make sure you understand what those circumstances are and know what the penalties are. Well, we really just wanted to kind of give you some ideas and some thoughts around retirement. There are some things that you should know, that you should be aware of, but you don't have to know these things alone. There are professionals out there that can help you. There are accountants, financial professionals that can help you through all of this. It's not something that you have to do by yourself. So if you're not participating in a retirement plan, take a look into doing that, because if there's one available and if you have the funds to do it, something you should consider doing, because people are living longer. They are traveling more, doing more because of the advances in medicine and technology. People are living longer. And we talked about some of those statistics during earlier shows. People are living a lot longer now, and they want the quality of life to last as long as they do. So if you would like to have the benefit of your quality of life being what you want it to be, it's best to plan early. And right here on the Marketing Pulpit, we do our best to bring information that can help you do that. So that's why we encourage you to listen every week. And when we come back from this short break, I'm going to share with you a few more things before we go. This is Sharon.
We were all created to be great, because we were created in the image of greatness. You say you're sick and tired of life with no progress. Your dreams have been retired, but they bring no success.
And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Just want to thank you so much for joining us today here on this platform, the Marketing Pulpit, where our mission is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. And you know what? We really do our best to bring programming that provides information as it relates to sales, branding, pricing, internet, social media, media buying, music, entertainment, accounting, business development. We've talked about industry trends. We've discussed technological advances, business news. Oh, wow, we talk about quite a bit on the show, but we also talk about relationships as well, because we are all relational, and you need to know how to get along with people, whether they're people at work, whether they're your vendors, wholesalers, whether they're people in your family. We need to know how to get along, so we do bring information as it relates to relationships as well. And also, if you would like to sponsor, be a sponsor on the show, or if you have a product or something that you would like to advertise, you can get in touch with us, and we'll be more than happy to discuss that with you. You can go to our website, www.enjoylifeinc.com, www.joylifeinc.com. Send us a note, and we'll be happy to reach out to you in regards to advertising on our show and sponsoring segments of this show. And it has been a delight being with you today. We really do our best to deliver a nice dose of practical information that enlightens, informs, and entertains. And hopefully we have done that for you today. Again, if you miss a show, you can go to our archive shows to listen to past shows. And if you have any ideas or suggestions, we're always open to that. But we encourage you to join us again on next week, where we will be live right here on the show, and I will bring to you another topic. In fact, I did a workshop just this weekend on a topic that I know everybody needs to hear. Everybody needs to listen to. When we come back on next week, I'm going to introduce that topic to you. So thank you so much for joining me. And you know what? My dad used to tell me when I started my business years ago, he said, you know, if you want to be successful, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm going to encourage you to do that today. If you feel like you're stagnant, if you feel like you're not advancing in your life, in your career, the way that you want to, or even in your relationships, it may be time to look at that and do something about it. There's no better time than the present. Sometimes fear keeps us from moving forward. It keeps us from changing. It keeps us from going ahead and signing up for that educational class or going back to school. Fear keeps you from signing up for that promotion, putting your name in there for promotion. Sometimes fear causes us not to do many things because lots of times we fear change. But if you always do what you've always done, you always get what you've always gotten. I'm sure you've heard that before, a wonderful quote. So change. Do something different, even if it's just one thing. If you just do one thing, make a phone call. If you do some research, look up areas or opportunities that you're interested in. If you want to start your own business, sometimes fear keeps people from starting their own businesses, and it could be businesses that they, because if you have a talent, if you have a passion, if you're sitting at work and you're saying, oh, this is just not for me, I really want to change, but you are afraid, make the first step. Take the first step. Do some research. Start researching things about business, the types of businesses that you think you might like to go into. In fact, we've done some shows on that as well. We've done shows on the type of business opportunities that are out there. And if you're saying, well, you don't have the money, oh, my goodness, you need to go back and listen to the shows where we talked about starting business on a shoestring budget or with no money at all. You can do it. And again, like my dad said, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us today. I hope I said something that encouraged someone today, because sometimes we all need a little bit of encouragement, and you can do it. So get out there and make it happen. And thank you so much for joining us today. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. This is Sharon.